Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood.
All right.
Hello. Hello, lover. Speaking of lovers, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Princess. Day to you, too.
For the record, this was pre-recorded. We are spending Valentine's Days with our husbands.
Yeah. That would have been weird. Jared? Right. I've decided to go out with Shaylee tonight.
We were supposed to record on Valentine's Day, and we didn't talk about it. And then, like, a couple days before, Katie was like, so we're not recording on Valentine's Day, right? And I was like, no. And we didn't even talk about it, but I just assumed.
It's probably a tough sell.
I'm pretty sure our husbands would say, you're not doing the podcast anymore, ladies. It's officially gone too far.
But and nonetheless, when our listeners are hearing this, it is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day,
guys. If you don't have
a
Valentine, then it's Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day, guys.
Hang out with your girlfriends. Or if you do have a Valentine, but you've been married for like 10 years and you have 3 kids and it's very unlikely you'll get a
Happy
sitter.
Happy Kidsdentine Day.
It's Kidsdentine Day because you just make it like a fun,
I feel like it's German.
Heart-decorated day.
We're going to make heart-shaped pancakes.
Pancakes.
For breakfast.
For sure, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We got little heart cookie cutters.
Aww.
And we'll decorate and we'll make it silly and fun and love. And that takes the pressure off because my husband, God bless him, he's sweet and he'll do a card and flowers if it was really important to me. I'm sure he would do that, but I don't care anymore. I don't care about Valentine's Day anymore.
Valentine's Day is about love. It doesn't have to be husband and wife.
It doesn't need to be a dramatic romantic gesture that you Instagram. If that happens for you, go for it.
Go for
it. Take that pressure off.
Right, man.
You don't need it.
And here's the thing. Save the $300 it was going to cost for that, like,
right,
mediocre quality piece of jewelry and roses. Right.
I don't need a big bear.
I don't need a big bear. Mm-mm. I don't have the space for a large bear. I'm like, no one buy Opal a big bear for
Valentine's
Day.
No, please.
Practical
Opal,
items.
Wave bye-bye to the bear as we give it to the thrift store.
It's going to the kids that need it, Opal.
Mm-hmm.
The which kids is not
that don't
you.
Have bears.
Right, because all kids need a giant-sized bear.
That's right.
Right.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
We're going to talk about our love stories today.
They're very exciting.
I have not heard yours.
Oh, you
have? You've not heard mine.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe you have, I don't know.
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah. But before we get into that, we have to thank our amazing sponsor. This episode is brought to you by
Conversation Hearts. The Valentine's Day gift that keeps on giving.
The Conversation Hearts Corporation called us and said, people, don't take us seriously anymore.
They don't understand our message. We need you.
We tried to get
to help.
We tried to update it. We had like text message lingo. You are mine.
You are mine. Like text me back with T-E-X.
Text me. Yeah.
Text me back.
Yeah. Is that one? I think so.
I know. Yeah.
Sure. And they asked us, would you come up with taglines, but also
new heart messages.
New heart messages. So right. Either one.
Right.
I have this one printed. Do you see this one, Shaylee?
Mm-hmm. That's a good.
And it
one.
Says, swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new conversation heart.
That's good. Swipe right.
Shaylee has one here. What does that say?
They're just going to change the shape of the heart to a circle and put like heart eyes on it.
Oh, it's a little heart conversation
emojis.
Actually, can we TM that? Because that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I bet you they exist.
I bet
anything
they do.
They're for sale.
If not, they do now. You're welcome, multi-million-dollar company. Multi. I'm sorry, I had all these conversation hearts in my mouth. They're just so good.
Oh, that's good. If there is a conversation heart emoji pack out there and it exists already and you're listening, will you please
just send us the royalty?
DM us on
Instagram. Yeah, direct message. I feel like conversation hearts were the original text message.
Yeah, totally.
You like got one. Some kid was like handing them out with his sweaty little hands, and you were like,
the colors of run.
He gave me the love one. I wonder if he like thought about what.
Yeah,
he
did
was
you ever read into
giving
it?
Me? Oh. Yeah.
He gave her, your friend, you're my friend.
Friend. And mine says lover.
I'm pretty sure they do say lover.
They say kind of weird things like kiss me. I feel like they're very, for children's candy, they're very like.
What if they're not meant for children? What if we were wrong all along?
The conversation starter hearts.
How about we make a brand for wives with young kids to give to their husbands And they say things like, wipe me.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. Too tired tonight, honey.
Head hurts.
I'm going to make Shaylee blush because she can't talk about things like this.
No, she is. And then she said the word blush, and then my body was like, okay,
here we go.
All right, that'll work. Hearts.
Conversation
Thanks, guys.
Hearts.
Thanks for sponsoring the podcast.
The big Valentine's Day podcast.
All right, love stories.
Let's go with order, chronological order. So who met who first?
I was 19. How old were you?
I was also 19, but I'm a year older than you.
It looks like you're going
when
first.
You met?
We technically met when I was 18.
Yeah, I was too.
Well, you're still a year older.
This episode's brought to you by Child Brides.
Counting backwards. Yeah, no, I'm kidding myself.
I feel like there's some...
It'd be funny.
I feel like there's true. Some really mature 30-year-old who took their time making really quality life choices, who's listening to us going like, go, yikes.
Oh, man.
Gross.
18?
I was 18.
Technically,
I was, like,
I was
I'm ready to be a wife.
I know, and I was like, all I want is to just get married immediately. actually, I was in technically high school when I knew of Jonathan. Mm-hmm. But we didn't, like, meet.
Gotcha.
Until I was the old age of 18.
Oh, yes. Old woman. Past your prime.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So let's go with... Who do you want to go first? I don't know.
I can go first.
Okay.
Let me go first.
Let's hear it.
So I was in high school, and I was at church. And in the Sunday school class, there was one of the helpers in the Sunday school class.
Okay. For children or for you?
For me.
Adult
it was like
Sunday
it was
school?
The high school...
Oh, okay.
Sunday school class.
Like
I was a junior.
Okay.
Right.
Like the youth group?
Yeah.
This isn't looking good for you, Jonathan.
But
we didn't talk for a long time.
So he
noticed a child.
No. Well, he says he noticed me, but he never spoke to me. So
I don't blame
following
him.
The rules. He
you're
goes,
beautiful.
Are you kidding? I go, I used to eat breakfast. They would have like breakfast on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the bathroom because I didn't know anyone and you worked the Sunday school class.
Aww.
And you never talked to me. And he goes, do you know how much trouble I would have been in if I would have gone up to the
That's
high
fair.
School
That's
girl?
Fair.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, yeah. What is it going to like? Hey, what's up? What are you up to? Do you want me to sit with you? And then I'd never see him again. So anyway, and he used to think, fun fact, that I was dating my brother.
Because you putted around on a
always with
bicycle
him.
Belt for two.
Because we were on like, we were just like on the same motor scooter all the time. No, we held hands a lot. I mean, it wasn't that
Stop.
Weird. We did not hold hands. My brother and I look different. So he has like blonde hair and green eyes. And so he used to sit by me and walk with me.
Right.
Because we were siblings. And people would assume that he's only 18 months older. So we were like... boyfriend girlfriend age range. We actually got this is not about this love story is not about Chase, but we got complained about. My brother and I used to teach the little kids in Sunday school, and one of the parents complained that we the teachers in the like turtle class were being too amorous, which I did not know what that meant.
What does it mean?
But I learned
siblings
that it
who
means
are
like flirtatious.
Oh gosh.
Kind of like they probably thought we were like a high school couple that was dating and that it was inappropriate for us to be in a room with little kids.
Like making little sarcastic jabs
right.
at each other.
Well,
you flirts.
Yeah. Come to find out, they had walked by and the room was empty. Like the kids were at like the music time or something and we were building like a tape race car track and we were like giggling. I think I was like crawling around on the floor and he was like moving the tape or throwing the tape. Something's dumb. And I was like, stop it! And it's my brother. And they probably were like, those kids, that's not right. So little fiddly parents that like to complain about nothing, literally, the teachers came in, they're like, you guys are brother and sister, right? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, lost it laughing. So that was our big, they'd always come in and be like, you too, I'm keeping an eye on you too. So
Gross.
Jonathan thought Chase and I were dating. We, in fact, were not. So then, actually, my friend called me one day when I was now graduated, the mature age of 18, and said, hey, you know my friend Jonathan Murphy? I was like, yeah. And I kind of was like, yeah, because I always kind of thought he was cute. He said, we're trying to hook him up with our other friend, Katie.
Aww.
And you know Katie.
Not this Katie.
Yeah.
Not this Katie. That'd be interesting.
interesting
turn of events.
Yeah, he said, you know Katie, and our only way through Katie, other than her ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
is you. So would you
call her and see if she'll go on a blind date with Jonathan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you go with me as friends, like to my guy friend. So we'd go on like a double date.
Oh, okay.
But I would go with my friend.
You're the buffer.
Yeah, like is like the buffer couple or whatever. And then Jonathan would go with Katie. And so I ask Katie out on the date for Jonathan to set them up on a blind date. And I did not even care about the date. Like, that sounds terrible, but I mean, I'm the buffer couple. So I, like, napped and had, like, a t-shirt and jeans on. And I remember I woke up right before it and had, like, sleepy face and was like, oh, okay, gotta go. Ooh, better, like, run my fingers through my hair real quick. And then I talked, surprise, the whole date. And she was a really quiet, kind of that cute, really pretty, like, shy girl, you
know? As is Jonathan.
Right. And he's a little bit on the more introverted side of the spectrum. So he, I think I was talking about, like, where I went to high school or something. And, like, in the middle of me talking, he goes, so where do you go to high school? And, like, ask Katie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my gosh. He's on a date with her, trying to get to know her. And I'm just, like,
hijacking the whole thing.
Probably because it was awkward and quiet. Because I think all three of them were pretty quiet.
Right.
So, anyway, I talked the whole time and thought that I was just getting in the way. So that after the date, the guy that I was with as friends ended up kind of liking the Katie girl that was set up with Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And then the way it was described is that you're usually more the type of girl that he would be interested in, but it sounded like in no way is he interested in you. So he was, I guess, interested in me, which I didn't know. So then, like, a few months passed, and there's some, I feel bad saying it, but there were, like, we would see each other in passing, and I don't think I know because he told me this. I feel bad. Guys out there that are all of our male listeners, be encouraged with this because I didn't know I was being mean. And I told him I was going to be in Kansas City with a choir at Missouri State. And he's like, I'm from Kansas City. What weekend are you going to be up there? I'll be there that weekend. Like, I'll come see you. Tell me where you're at. I'll come see you. And I was like, okay. And then I thought, this is dumb. He doesn't want to come see us sing. Like, how boring. And so I just never told him. And he made a special trip up to Kansas City. Oh, but she told me he was going to be there anyway. So I'm like, you lied. I didn't know that you went up. And he told, like, his sister, like, there's a girl I met and she's going to sing. And then I never responded. And then she gave him the talk, like, sometimes girls aren't always nice and they lead you on. And I was like, oh. So anyway.
And genuinely, you didn't think he liked you at the time?
It's not that I didn't think he liked me. I remember just thinking, he was being nice. He does not want to come see, like, us sing choral music and, like, a velvety, like, silk dress that I was in. Like, I don't know. I decided for him that he didn't want to see it, I guess.
Right.
And so, anyway, by the time he actually asked me out on a date through a MySpace message.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's what people who meet on online dating. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's just intentional social media. Like, right. People were meeting through Facebook and MySpace back right. when I was younger.
You're just owning
it. It's just, yeah, you're, like, saying, like, that's why we're here, which honestly would cut out 50% of the dialogue exactly. if everyone just was honest with that.
Brought to you by
single people on Facebook. Yeah, or online dating. So anyway, he asked me and he goes, at the time I had decided if you said no for any reason, that was going to be it. I wasn't going to try anymore. Because I had already, like,
yeah,
dashed his pride.
Which,
like,
by the way,
times.
Good job, Jonathan, for job, like, Jonathan. Getting back up the second time.
Yeah. So he basically said, can I take you out for coffee for your 19th birthday?
Whoa, and, bold.
Yeah. And I sent him back, like, way too detailed schedule of everything I had going on for a full week. Like, Monday, I have from 2:30 to 3:30, or after 7. Tuesday, I have all day, anytime. Wednesday, girls, I would not recommend that, but maybe he needed the boost after I'd been, like, unintentionally.
So you were very clearly making it a priority, like,
yes. Right, I was like, you pick a time, here's 19 times that I'm free in the next 7 days. So he did, and we planned it, and then we had planned it for, like, that Thursday or something. It was, like, 3 days after my 19th birthday. And he didn't get my birthday, because first date, you know. And he didn't call me until the day of. So I told him my friends I was going on this date. And I decided I was taking a break from dating. I was like, I'm done dating. Not dating any boys. I've been through so many dating experiences in the last 6 months of college, you know, whatever. I don't know what I was done with, but I was like taking a dating fast and I journaled about done with dating. So then he asked me and I was like, I don't think I'm going to go. And my friend was like, why don't you? He just seems nice. Like, I don't know, maybe get off your weird dating thing that you've decided and like go on a date with your husband. So anyway, I decided to go. So I told everyone. And
she was a prophetess.
I was. It was Maddie. Shut up, Maddie.
Shut up.
If you're listening. Anyway, I went on the date. He didn't call until the day of, so then I thought, maybe he's just never going to call. And he said after he got off the phone with me, he goes, cool, I'm going on a date with a 30-year-old woman. Which now, newsflash, you're married to one.
Why did he think you were 30?
I was too professional sounding. I guess I was like, hello.
Like, good day.
Hi, this is Shaylee. Sure, that works fine. I don't know what I said. I was in like the student union at college, so... apparently, I was really professional. I guess I was just not laid back. Yeah, that will be all. I'll have my people call. I will meet you then. So we met for coffee, and we talked for like 3 hours, and aww, we did the whole like, my childhood was like that too. Aww. And then what did your siblings do? And then how did your parents raise you? And what is all of your extended family like? Mine too. You know, I like blue. Colors? I know colors.
Was there a spark?
Yeah, I think I definitely liked him. I remember what I wore. And then after it, we both had plans for like, if it's not weird, I'll invite him to this. And he, in his mind, was like, if it's not weird, I'll invite her to. His roommate was in town from Kansas City, and he was playing a concert. Mm-hmm. I'm using air quotes. downtown, which meant like an open mic, yeah, right? So he invited me to that. And we walked out to the parking lot and he goes, well, do you want to ride in the car with me or would you feel more comfortable just driving separate? And I remember being like, should I feel uncomfortable getting in the car with you? And so he
made
said,
it worse by over.
Right. He
over
was trying to be chivalrous. But in my mind, I'm like, I what?
I
like,
wasn't weirded
I'll
out.
Get in a car with you if it's safe. So we rode together in the same car.
Scandalous.
Downtown, and then it was a place you had to be 18 and over because it was like kind of barish. Mm-hmm. And so I was obviously like, no, it wasn't 18 and over, it was 21. You're supposed to be 21. And clearly I had just turned 19. So we had to, but we were the only two there to see him play. And so we had to be like, well, can she just, maybe you had to be, for some reason he could get in, it was just me. Maybe you had to be 20. I don't know, that's a weird rule. And so they were like, she can come in. If you sit right at this high top table right by the door and you let us put big M's on her hand and her forehead, basically. And so then we went our separate ways and that was like a Thursday and then we hung out again that Saturday. Mm. And then 2.5 years later, wait, that's jumping to the end of the story.
Yeah.
I took up enough time with our first date. So you I guess went, that was his big move.
You took up enough time with you and Chase's first date.
With me and Chase's first date. It started when I was very young. When I was little, I used to tell my mom that I wanted to marry my brother. She says she doesn't remember telling me this, but I don't think I made it up. And I used to say, she's going to be like, Shaylee, I cannot believe you said that. I used to tell her I wanted to marry Chase, and she told me I couldn't. Because if I married Chase, our babies wouldn't have any arms or any legs.
Oh, that's what we tell Callie.
Okay. That's the thing.
She tells other people, well, if I married Emerson, our babies would have an arm growing out of its head.
Yeah. And then I'm kind of like, oh.
Well, okay, then. I won't marry
And I didn't
brother.
Ever, like, realize
question it.
Why.
Like, right, right.
I wasn't like, but how are babies made? I was just right. like, babies with no arms. I don't want that. So, anyway. So, yeah. So, that was how we met. He asked me out. We went on our first date. And then we dated.
I want to hear first kiss.
No, we never kissed.
Liar.
He never kissed his wife until our wedding day.
Liar!
No, that's true, but it's the way I worded it.
He never
If somebody says, wife. I never kissed my wife until our wedding day, well, she wasn't your wife until your wedding day. You never
nice.
Heard that?
That's a good...
No, we should have. Any kids you. Listening? No, we... What, he was kiss? Very sweet. He didn't hold my hand for like... I think maybe Valentine's Day.
No.
Because we started dating in like January. So it took him like a month to like hold my hand.
Which you were like, don't
yeah.
hold my hand.
Boys in high school would always be like, don't hold her hand or she'll break up with you. I was like that one. It's like, I don't even think that's like a good thing. It's just like, if you brush past me in the hall too close, it's over.
I know. You broke up with people in middle school because they wanted to hug you.
Hugs. Well, I hugged them first and then was like, mm-mm.
too many feelings.
Yeah, too many feelings. I don't know. I was kind of stone cold. I don't know if I had feelings. So anyway, no, I don't really. He kissed me, I think, like, the first time. Like, I think we were watching a movie in my parents' basement. And he kissed
me. Denise.
You'll know what's happening in that basement. It was very PG. Very PG. Yeah, that was our first kiss. Katie said, let's do. We made a list of what we would go through. And I was like, I don't want to talk about my first kiss.
You are still a goody-two-shoes.
But I guess we're married.
You're 30 and you have a child and you don't want to talk about your first kiss.
Honestly. I know. And it's with my husband. It's not like a random person. All right. His family was great. My family liked him. He was very chivalrous. I remember he would do things like drive across town to pick me up to like go back to his loft to like watch a movie or something where obviously I could have just driven. Right. And that was something that like looking back now, I'm like, why didn't I expect that? But in my mind, I'm like, I'll just meet you halfway. I don't want you to go out of your way. Where do you want me? I'll drive to you. Don't be like that, girls. And so, yeah, my mom let us go out of town to a concert. Mm-hmm. I think we drove to St. Louis and saw a concert and then, like, drove all the way back the same night. It was really fun. Aww. And then, let's see, he proposed. They planned in April is his mom's birthday, and they planned a trip to go with his parents and sister and some of her kids and us to Chicago for his mom's birthday. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. Cause we'd already been to Chicago with his family. And so we went, and then I didn't know he was acting weird, but he probably was. Looking back, I get like hangry when I don't eat. And I remember being like, I'm a little hungry. I don't feel very good. And he was like, Shaylee needs to get something to eat. Guys, Shaylee needs to get something to
eat. I need to keep her in a good mood.
Right. And not that like he doesn't encourage me to eat, but I don't think I've ever seen him so concerned with like, getting food into my body. And so everyone would be like, well, or we could do, Shaylee needs to get something to eat. And I was like, I'm okay. I just said I was kind of hungry. Like, I'm good. But now I know he didn't want me to, like, get into a weird mood. And so now I found out, too, he had the ring in his pocket. And he, like, pointed at something. We were in Chicago on the train. And he, like, pointed, like, look at that. And pulled the ring box out and pointed in his hand. And I didn't notice it. And then, like, put it back in. He told me later. He's like, I was freaking out.
Oh, that's funny.
I had no idea. So then his plan was to go to Millennium Park. And we went, and he was trying to, he had found, like, researched a garden. So we, like, walked, and he's like, I heard there's a garden over here. And we went in the garden, and it was April, so it was, like, dead. And I was like, everything's dead in this garden.
He's like, dead.
And then he was like, oh, let's see what's on the other side of the bridge. And so then we went on this bridge and went to the other side of the bridge, and it was like, tennis courts. He's like, oh, let's just keep walking. And so he's trying to find this perfect place, and I just keep making fun of everything that we see, like this dead garden, these tennis courts.
So clearly you had no clue.
And so we finally got to this really pretty like park-like setting. If you've been to Chicago, it's if you go to the bridge and pass the tennis courts and the dead garden.
You'll know it.
There's like benches and flowers. It's really pretty. And I think I even said, this would be a really pretty place for someone to get married. I said that when we got there.
This is the spot.
We sat down on the little bench, and he spelled, which he had been grooming me for. He had been, like, when we'd watch movies or something, he would spell words into my hand and, like, make me guess.
Like Helen Keller?
yes? Kind of. But I think it was more like a fun, romantic-y, flirty type of thing. When we did it. And he'd spell words, and I'd have to, like, guess what he was spelling. So when we sat on the bench, he spelled... He didn't make me close my eyes.
And your ears.
And your ears. Anyway, he spelled, will you marry me? And I think I knew what he was writing, but I, like, freaked out a little bit. And I was like, and he goes, do you need me to write it again? And I was like, uh-huh. And so he did it again. And then.
This is so cute.
He got down on one knee, and I think I was, like, shocked. And in my mind, the first thing, and then he went through the whole, I don't even remember what he said, but he said something nice and had the ring. And he had sold his car. Side note, when we were dating, he had this, like, nice Jeep Cherokee, and he sold it and bought an $800 truck.
And you're like, huh.
And I go, what? And he goes, I just had some debt that I was trying to pay off. And then I thought, like, do you have, like, debt that I don't know about? Oh, what? And anyway, he had done it to buy the ring. So we had a really nice ring. And I don't even remember caring about what the ring looked like. And later I was like, this is a really nice ring. Right. Thank you. Oh, that's what happened to your car.
I'm wearing your car on my finger.
That's fun. I'm so strong. So anyway, the first thing I said when he proposed was, did you ask my parents? And he said, yeah. And then I said, yeah. I answered like that. Yeah. And so, and then he gave me a little card. And it had $100 in it. And it said, now let's go shopping. And here's some spending money because now your money's my money.
Aww.
Or my money's your money.
Now your money's my money.
It said, now my money's your money. And so, yeah. And so then we went shopping and I called people and I couldn't form the words engaged or fiancé. Like, my body couldn't say them.
Like, those are new.
It's so weird to say it out loud. So right. I called my mom and she's like, hi.
Because she knew.
Right. But aww, she didn't want to say it. And I was like, hi. And they go, well, you know what happened. She goes, no, what happened? You know. I know. And I couldn't say it. And my mom kept going, what? And I couldn't say it. So anyway, that was fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, so we got engaged when I was like 21. And we were engaged for 5.5 months.
Boom.
We knew. Boom. Yeah.
Tell me about your wedding night. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Katie.
I'm just kidding.
What's your story?
Oh, very similar.
How'd you meet? Really?
Yeah. Actually. I feel like also anyone who's nauseated by goody two shoes might be
sorry.
Grossed out by these.
Katie was like, "Let's talk about our love stories." I'm like, I feel like they're gonna be very
tame,
boring.
I feel like you need to know that we're at least self-aware enough to be grossed out by our own love stories.
We know enough. The purity of them. Yes, it's very sweet.
Okay, so I wanted to get married as soon as possible.
I will say that was not my story. I didn't set off. I just fell into it and was like, well, let's just get married. We've been dating for 2.5 years. This is it.
Yeah. I think you're different than a lot of girls I knew in college. I feel like I had a little group of girls that were like, we're here. It's day one of college.
You're
where's
going
my
for
husband?
Your MRS degree.
Yes.
I had friends that were like, I'm going for my MRS degree. I was like, what's that? And they're like, your Mrs. degree, you're here to meet your
husband. I never actually said that. I don't think I would have admitted it.
Okay.
But looking back, I'm like, oh, boy. But anyway, I've always been very boy crazy. And I've always been like, I don't know what I want to do, but I don't want to be a mom. And like, have a family. Like, I want a family. Like, that's always like the driving force behind everything. I still do.
Uh-huh.
And I
good,
have one.
Good. Because they're here.
That's the end of the story. But at the beginning. So, and I remember saying like, I'm just like, I feel like I've already like dated.
I've all been around.
All the boys that exist in the world. Like, I've seen, not like I
they
dated all
in,
the.
In Missouri.
Not like I dated all the boys, but I feel like I've dated every type of boy. Like, I
right.
really know what I want.
All of the types that went to your high school.
Yeah, all five. And so I don't know. I just feel like I thought I was extremely, extremely mature. But the
right.
first year of college, we went to this conference over Christmas break in Denver, and one of the days of the conference is called Outreach Day.
I know. You know why?
You
I
were
was
there.
There.
I know.
We didn't know
each
it.
Other.
We didn't know it.
Same club, even. It was like crew. But anyway, so I was randomly assigned in the same group as Jared. As me and him and my roommate. Shout out Susie. And so it's just the three of us.
Our group was bigger than that.
I know.
They
it's
just
kinda
had
random.
Three of you?
And we were...
It's like a two-on-one date.
We went into the projects
uh-huh.
to hand out food. And I was very nervous. I'd never done anything like that before. And
because organizers of nonprofits take young children from the Midwest and send them into the inner cities to hand food out. Because that could never go wrong.
I used to make this little joke that me and Jared helped serving the homeless, but actually we were in the project, so they had homes, and we were actually handing out hams. So we were serving the hamless.
Hamless.
We were giving out hams to the hamless.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry if you're my friend and you're listening, because you already heard that joke. It's like my favorite of all time.
Giving hams to the hamless. You're never going to have the chance to make that joke
again. I know, it's a very specific joke. We were helping the hamless. But once we left them, they had hams, so they were no longer hamless. Okay, so, but I get it. It's gross. Me and Jared met serving
food
to the projects. It's not normal. I get
poor
it.
Poor people.
So anyway, I thought he was cute.
Katie's goal is to make her story more gross than mine.
I know, it's pretty gross. But I told Susie afterwards, I was like, but she's kind of making fun of me. I was like, so Jared Day is tall and handsome and a do-gooder,
mm-hmm.
leader. Yeah, I remember he was really like, I was very nervous, so he was like,
hey, I'm going to do the first couple doors and then I'm going to challenge you to try one. Like, I thought that was like really
cool.
You're
like, is he leading us?
Yeah, he's a leader. I like leaders. Anyway, and she kind of made fun of me and she's like, yeah, that sounds like your type. He's breathing and he's he's taller than you. And go right. Back. She's making fun of the fact that I was like very much on the prowl. Like any guy who would leave, I'd be like, huh?
I think his eyes looked over at me.
Right. But I did very much take note of him and thought he was a good guy. But then nothing happened. Like he wasn't, I didn't know if he was single or not or whatever. And nothing happened. Like we would see each other in passing afterwards and be like, oh, hey, like we did the hand thing. Okay.
And that was us. And then high five.
High five. Exactly. I called him J-Rod the rest of that year, which is a weird choice.
Oh, wow.
That's a weird choice to make.
I feel like A-Rod copied off of you.
Yeah, maybe. I would be like, we have a nickname, so we're close. I don't know. Whatever. Bye. And then never talk. But anyway, so then a year or like a half of a year later, the new semester started, new year started, and went to a retreat. And this cool new girl, this cool new freshman was really like adorable and feisty and sarcastic and funny. And she was hanging out with me and my close friends. I didn't actually know her very well, but she was just kind of among us. And I told them, I was like, I'm just feeling like I'm tired of myself. Like, I was a huge flirt. I was, like, a huge orchestrator of boy situations. Like, if I saw a guy at a club that I was at and I decided he was cute, I would figure out a way to get us to talk.
Like a club, like a...
No! Okay. Sorry, like a... Right. Like an activity.
When I was hanging out in the club.
No, like if we were both, whatever.
In, like, a social club.
Yeah, like an active... Leaders club, whatever.
Leadership club.
Leadership club. Yeah, totally.
You just like went up two cool points and then like came right back
way
down.
Way crashing back down. What's a club? I'm confused. Isn't it just like National Honor Society? What's another type of club?
The National Society of Collegiate Scholars. I was
yeah. Exactly. But I would always like make sure I put myself in a position that we would start talking to, or like, ooh, like gross things. Like if I wanted a guy to ask me out, I would make it happen where I'd be like,
I'm sorry, was that you asking me out? Well, now that we brought it up.
No, but like, well, I'm going to be so bored this weekend. What are you doing? And they'd be like, I don't know. And I'd be like, ugh, new movie's out. And they'd be like, you want to see it? And I'd be like, oh my God, he asked me out.
Oh,
but it's like I handed him the script.
Wow.
Constantly.
Katie, is that what you're doing with me?
Yes. I just tell people what I want to be reality and then it happens. No.
Okay.
Not really. But I was like a boy crazy. I liked the game.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would call it, I was a pursuer.
See,
of boys.
I was literally the opposite. I probably wanted them to ask me out, but I'd be like, I'm in a dating fast.
Well, listen up.
Oh gosh. Okay.
So I realize this, right?
Okay.
And I tell them, I'm going to go on a dating fast.
No.
Probably the same moment as yours.
Okay. How big are the chances? Because Jonathan asked me out. Okay, DCC was before Christmas, over Christmas break. He asked me out on the 23rd of January when I was on my so-called dating fast.
Right.
There was probably a speaker at DCC that talked about a dating fast.
We were like, perfect.
Dating fast.
Yeah,
that's probably how our brains both came up with it at the exact same time.
But the point was, I was going to break the habit of me always like trying to overanalyze boys and figure out a way to get me in their spotlight, then wait and see who pursues me, which the fear was, what if no one does?
Right.
So then I took ownership of it by calling it a dating fast. Like, well, I hope they don't, because I'm
kind of like, not that I would want that.
Right. Which is a blatant lie. But anyway, dating fast. So I'm talking about this. And I said, I think my issue is I don't feel like I'm 18 turning 19. I feel like I just really want to be a wife. Like, I think I'm bad at dating, but I'd be a great wife. And I just wish I could skip to that part. And this unknown cute girl, whose name was Lacey, says, oh my gosh, you sound exactly like my brother.
And wait, I was like, Lacey was there?
Yeah, she was the cute, sarcastic, adorable girl.
Sorry, I'm literally hearing this for the first time.
I know.
I'm not that good at acting.
I know. And I was like, I just said I was starting a dating fast. So then I had to be really like calmly like,
I am, but if
your
brother,
who's your brother,
interested, maybe my dating fast could get cut short.
But I tried to own it. Like, I'm just factually interested in who your brother is for statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So,
research.
And she's like, oh, his name's Jared Day. And I'm like, wait, I know him. The ham guy. He's cute. Oh, yeah, I know him. But I kept that all inside. And then I even, like, my friend who was there, I was like, oh, he should date Elizabeth.
Like, I'm trying to, like, because I'm not interested.
And then I'll be passively aggressively tortured.
But anyway, and so, hilariously, I just said, I'm on this dating fast. I'm not interested. She mentions her brother, who's like-minded. And then the next day, I get an email from Jared Day.
An email.
Who says, I just wanted to thank you for taking my sister under her wing. She was nervous about going to the retreat, but she said you really... And I was like, first of all, I wasn't like the ringleader of showing her around.
Right.
But thanks. So, of course, now we know that Lacey was like, hey, there's this girl named Katie. She's funny. You should go for it. You should
tell her she's brought me under her wing.
So I really think Jared, if he was interested, he was a little bit too shy. And then he needed his sister kind of be like, no, she would say yes. She totally would. Yeah. Like, he needed to know it was a yes before.
She's on like a fake dating fest.
That just seems like she's gonna be really totally desperate. But anyway, so hilariously,
we both went on dates with our husbands during our dating fast. We broke our fast for the husbands
forever.
We knew
forever. Last first date ever went on. So hilariously, part of my fast was I was logging off Facebook. I wasn't gonna go like
you were when already I was, taking social media fast when social media was like a baby.
Yeah. I wasn't going to initiate. I wrote down rules. I wasn't going to initiate conversations with boys. So if I was in like the dining hall, I would normally like make the rounds to the groups.
I feel like I signed on for that when I was like a toddler. Like, boys.
Oh, right. See, I didn't feel that way. I was like, how can I accidentally sit by that boy? And I would figure it out. It's too much.
don't do it. Girls are not like that.
Yeah, don't.
For your sake.
I was like, I'm not going to go initiate. If someone wants to talk to me, they can. But I'm going to hang out with my girlfriends, and that's what I'm going to do for this week. And then what happens is, they did.
Right.
So, weirdly...
Boys like hard to get.
When it rains, it pours. When I officially started my dating fast, it was the first time in college that I was asked out on a date without me handing them the words. Uh-huh. Four boys. My sophomore year, freshman year. So, four boys, the fourth being Jared.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Ask you on dates.
Ask me on a date. And even Jared, I was like, I don't know. He seems kind of shy, like, I don't know. I kind of wanted, like, an aggressor, I guess, in my mind. And he was kind of, like, seemed timid. And, but Lacey's fun. Maybe he's fun. I don't know. And,
deep down.
Anyway, and so he, like, dropped by my work. He's the only one who did that.
Okay, isn't it amazing how it's, like, sweet when you're interested and then it gets creepy real quick if you're not? You're like, they stopped by my work.
He brought me dinner. It was the first time I ever had sushi. He brought me Ocean's Inn. Anyway, I'm pretty sure Lacey told him to do that too.
Lacey, you dated Katie so hard.
Lacey, it was great dating you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You knew exactly what I liked.
If only everyone knew how, well their husband's
well, you were dating Chase. I was dating my husband's sister. I went on those four dates and then Jared's, my big question is he fun? And so for to challenge that, the first date, he was like, what if you picked half? And I picked half of what we do. And I picked the skinny improv. Because I was like, if he thinks this is dumb or annoying, we can probably just call it.
Right. This is a big part of my life.
So I was like, I'm not going to let him see me do improv, but we'll see someone else and I'll see how he reacts or whatever. And anyway, and then he loved it. It was hilarious. It was a great night. Jeff Houghton was in it. Chad Harris was in it.
That's funny. Did you know them back then?
I knew, like, when they set their name on stage, and I'd be like, those ones are funny.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, yeah, I, like, kind of retained it later. I was like, oh, you were there at my first date.
There's a chance that I was there, because there's not a lot going on in Springfield.
You were there. We sat by you. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, anyway, the first date... Oh, I was going to say, too, he did some chivalrous things, too, because when he first asked me out, and he was the first one, the other guys were like, if you want to see a movie, we could. That's cool. But at least they initiated it.
Right.
He was like, I'm really interested in you. Could we, like, go out on a date?
Like, do something where, I don't know, we talk?
And he was like, said the word date, and I thought that was, like, so bold.
Yeah.
Because all the other guys were like,
like a move, grab dinner, and if you don't think it's a date, it's not.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Boys, be chivalrous.
Be assertive.
Respectful. Assertive.
If it's a date, call it that.
Right.
Yeah, anyway. So, he, before the actual date...
Kissed you?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. He was kind of like, do you want to go on a date? He went to my work and asked me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And like...
He asked you in person.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, in like 2 weeks. Because I've got all these other dates.
I've got plans.
I've got all these other dates lined up. I didn't tell him that. And so he thought to himself, I'm not waiting 2 weeks to see her again. And so he just kept like initiating things. Like he'd be like, well, what would you want to hang out Thursday? I was like, oh, I've got this huge deadline. I'm going to end up being at like Kinko's in the middle of the night. He's like, I'll drive you to Kinko's.
Kinko's for graphic design prints.
Okay.
Anyway, so
hang out at Kinko's.
That's where I hang out. I thought that was very sweet. Like, just to see me, he was like running me around to do, get my deadlines met and stuff. Yeah. Like that. It was very chivalrous, and he was very really bold. Sweet. But anyway, and we had our first kiss on our first date.
No, you didn't.
Because I'm a little bit holy, but I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh my goodness. Katie.
Yeah.
Oh man. And how long did you date?
We were engaged less than a year after our first date.
Engaged less than a year. Okay. And then we
got engaged.
Got engaged less than a year after your first date.
And we were engaged about a year.
So you're my dating engaged married timeline was like 3 years total.
Yeah, probably about that.
But you said dating got engaged in another, that'd be 2 years.
Okay. Math.
Because we dated 2.5 years before we got engaged, and then we're just not engaged for real.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Good call.
One time I went to Las Vegas and I saw someone get proposed to in front of the Bellagio fountains.
Oh my goodness.
And I used to say, well, if anyone ever wants to propose to me, it'll have to be in front of the Bellagio fountains.
Because you were amazing. Like writing his script for him.
Right. And I mentioned that when we were watching Ocean's 11 and they were, like, right. The Bellagio was
they're
there.
Sitting in front of the anyway. Pit sitting on the Bellagio fountain.
Yeah. I was a orientation leader.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you live on campus during the summer and you're like help guide all the new students or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it was prank week.
Prank week.
All the leaders were pranking each other. And anyway, Jared decided to turn my dorm room mm-hmm. into Las Vegas. And he had a slideshow of the Bellagio fountains going on. And he was blaring Frank Sinatra, like the same song they played. And he blown up balloons all day long, and all the SOAR leaders were in on it. SOAR is student orientation advisement registration. And so I like went at the end of the day to open my door and it was unlocked, and I was like, oh no,
I left my door unlocked.
I got pranked because everybody had been pranking each other all week. And I open it and it's balloons, Frank Sinatra, and I was like, I got pranked. And then I was like, why would they do this though?
Like we cleaned your room, we decorated it.
I'm like, I like this. I'm confused. And then each of the balloons, like, there was helium balloons that had a string, and they had, like, a message on each one. It was very cute. And so it was like, welcome to Las Vegas!
Oh my gosh, did you know when you saw that? Did you have any idea?
I was, like, still kind of going, but he hasn't asked my parents, and I know Jared.
Right, like, this is just a really elaborate date?
Well, no, it's just, like, if it was, I think my rule follower was, like, if he didn't ask my parents...
I'm saying no.
Then... then there's no way this is happening, and I know he didn't, because when would he have?
Right. That's my thought, too, is like, when could he have asked my parents?
And so I think, as I'm thinking, phones I'm going, have not been this invented. Better not be a proposal, because I know he hasn't asked my parents, and then reading the next string, that was like my mental thought. So then as soon as I see him, he's on his knee, he has a ring, and I'm like, did you ask my parents? Like,
oh my god, like, that's mad. The least romantic thing either of us could have said. Was like, and he just wanted, first things first, before I leave my parents and come to be a family unit with you.
Is that they're cool with
did
this?
Did you ask
because
them?
We're really young and yeah. I need them to be on board or this is going to be stressful. Because my parents had drilled in my head, like, you better graduate before
my
you.
Parents do.
Exactly.
The rule was, you get your 4-year degree before you're married, and that's our rule.
And that's our rule.
That's our rule.
And that was their rule.
Yeah.
So I'm going, well, then this can't be true.
Right.
So anyway, I go, did you ask my parents? And he goes, yes. And so then instead of saying yes, I go, when? He's like, will you marry me? And I was like, wait.
When did you talk to my parents?
What did they say?
And he's like, I want the words.
I want the words my dad spoke. Said that makes this permissible. Because I was a child.
Yeah. How old were you?
19.
And you got engaged?
Okay, 20.
Okay, yeah. We were the same age. We both got engaged at 20?
Yeah, because when I got
married, I was 21. I was 21 too.
Barely.
But I think I got engaged at 21.
Okay.
You got married.
21.
Wait, what year?
2007.
Yeah, okay.
It's our 10th anniversary this year. Spoiler, it worked out.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I needed permission from my daddy like a child.
Oh my goodness.
Because that's how you know you're old enough to get married.
If the first question out of your mouth is, when did you talk to my parents?
No, specifically, where were you? What did they say?
If you're concerned about being grounded, you're probably too young to be getting engaged.
Right. And then, and then I'm like, when he said yes, was it like, okay, or was it like, okay?
Yeah,
like what was the tone? Let me call him.
Yeah.
Let me fact check this. Yeah, that's stressful. Anyway, and then he was like, they like me. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's true. Good point. You're a good guy.
Right.
And then I said yes. And then
we came out in the hall and all the sore leaders were like, yay! Including like some students and their parents that were still like working on
the schedules. Parents were like, I don't know if we want him coming here
anymore. They like loved it. They were like, oh, let me see the ring. But anyway, and then me and my friend, Allison Shadow, we both, she was there. She helped orchestrate some of it. We both admitted after our proposals that we were like, and then my parents come out. No. Oh, my parents aren't here. Okay.
Right. Like we were expecting. Dad, come on out, Dad. Right.
And so then we were like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. That's
oh, totally I have fun. To go like do my job now?
Right.
Oh,
okay. And we're back. But anyway, it was very sweet. Very elaborate. Very
That's
creative.
So fun.
And my mom said she was worried. She was like, what are your plans for the proposal? Because I always feel so much pressure. Like the poor guys.
Right.
It's like what everybody's going to ask. Like, what did he do?
Right.
It's like pressure.
I know. So many people back, like, our parents' age are like, well, we were just riding the car, and I just turned to her and said, you want to get married? Didn't have a ring, didn't have anything.
Right.
And there she was like, sure.
Right.
It's like, oh.
So the timeline is we both were on a fast.
Both were on a dating fast.
A really hardcore dating fast.
Threw that out the window.
For like a week.
Right. That we literally, like, instigated around the same time. Mine was, I held on to it for like a month. Because mine was at the end of January.
Mine was 1 week.
Exactly.
It's like, these 7 days, it's been really hard not initiating conversations.
We were on a dating fast unless someone wanted to go
exactly.
on a date.
That was a really great fast.
Right. We were solid.
That's what, like, anyone who's single could be like, yeah, I'm on a fast.
Until I'm not. Until I'm dating and then I'm not. I'm actually fast every day until I'm ready for my next meal and then I just eat.
Oh my gosh, that's how I fast. Mm-hmm. I fast in between I'm
my meals.
Yeah.
And then I break that fast with breakfast.
So Jared and Jonathan were our breakfasts.
Favorite meal of the day.
So we were on a fast, broke by our last date ever.
Right.
Last first date ever. We both made out like crazy on our very first date.
No, just me? No, just you. Oops. We didn't even hold hands for a while.
We didn't hold hands. We just kissed.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Keep those hands where I can see them.
I'm like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
No, only opposite. You can only kiss my mouth.
That's my favorite joke in the world. I can't explain it, but it's giving me such joy. And then our response to our proposals was, did you ask my parents? Wow,
we are
in trouble.
I think for Valentine's Day this year, which is today, we should just get like a room with like dim lit candles, put on some like Frank Sinatra and just play this podcast for our men.
They'd be so humiliated, wouldn't they?
They'd be proud.
Jared and Jonathan, just in case you guys are curious.
They're best friends that will never
They'll
hang
never
out.
Know. Shaylee and I and Jared and Jonathan have very similar roles in our relationship. It's like Shaylee and I are the outgoing, extrovert, social, can't stop talking people. And Jared and Jonathan are like the reliable, quiet, strong, silent types that are like, we could not go to that function.
But it's not like they're not quiet.
Right. Oh, totally.
Because it's not like they're not as extroverted as we are, but they're not like, because Jonathan will say when I'm like, he's really quiet. And he's like, I'm not quiet.
I'm
like,
really not quiet.
Oh, you're right. You're not.
You're loud.
Right. He's like a good average talker. I think he just chooses when and where he wants to talk. And he enjoys one-on-one
like
conversations.
Like a wise person?
Yes.
I see.
He, like, thinks about his words before.
Whoa. Slow down.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I just spit it all out and then apologize for the parts
that some words in my head, Anita. Get them out of there.
I tell Jared that, who claims to be an introvert, that he's very good at parties because what he does is he finds the one person,
mm-hmm.
like if it's my family function,
right.
he'll find the one person and have a 3-hour conversation with
That's
them.
That's Jonathan.
Yeah.
I'll be like, where is he at Christmas? I'm like, oh, he's talking to my aunt. Still.
Hour and a half. Wow.
Really? They're getting deep into conversation.
And then Jared will be like, wow, did you know this about your uncle?
And you're like, no.
Wow.
Sorry, I was repeating a story for the whole room.
I was winning charades.
Was raising our children.
And the other question that people ask is, do Jonathan and Jared listen to this podcast? And the answer is
absolutely
no.
Not.
They do not. They know about it.
They do.
But they're not going to listen to us in their free time.
They get to do that
they get
all
to do that
of the other time.
They
get to listen to us in their free time in real life.
Whether they want to or not.
The podcast, though, they can
they're
adjust the
volume.
They're
not going to volunteer.
They can adjust the volume and they could turn it off when they needed. So maybe it would be a good
thing. No, they're just starting with it off. We should take that as a note.
So for our segment, it's going to be a special Valentine's Day segment.
Yes.
Katie.
Give the people what they want.
Do you want to set the mood?
I think I will.
Oh, ooh. That's right. That's right.
It's our second installment
of
Sex
from my husband.
Where we read text messages.
Sexy text messages.
From our husbands and our responses.
If you think 9 years, 10 years into marriage, that our text game ain't strong and sexy,
it's strong.
We're gonna prove it.
It's strong. Katie, what do you have?
Mm-hmm. Jared says, guess what I have in my pocket?
Oh.
Me. What? Jared. The van key. Sorry. Hope you weren't planning on going anywhere today.
Did he text you that from work?
Yep.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, we don't text good. Each other when we're in the same house like you.
Okay, yeah. Note, 99% of these were in the same house. Okay. From me, what are you doing? Question mark. From Jonathan, watching tutorials. I'm not ready to watch a show yet. This was a late night text, by the way. Okay. With the okay emoji. I'm reading.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Late night.
See if he read into that.
Thanks for the late night insight.
Late night.
All right,
this 8:42 p.m. to be exact.
This one starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a coffee shop, and I can get 25 cents off my drink if I can tell them what color St. James is on the Monopoly board. Help. Now, Monopoly is our game.
Okay. I was wondering why you didn't just Google that, to be honest.
I was flirting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hot.
He said, pink. New text, orange. New text, pink. New text, orange. Definitely orange. pink. New text. Defiantly orange. It was a mistype.
Oh.
And then he goes, I mean definitely orange. Or did I mean defiantly orange? That orange don't take anything from anybody.
Oh, so endearing.
So endearing. Good job, Jared.
That was good. That's a good joke, Jared.
Yeah, it's good.
Man.
And also, sexy.
That wraps up this installment of
Sex
from my husband. All right. Well, in case you weren't already jealous of our hot relationships with our committed husbands, that just clinched it.
Oh, we love you, husbands. Happy Valentine's Day, since you're listening.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you. Next week, Shaylee and Katie play Monopoly live. No, we're just going to play it.
Unabridged.
Audio Monopoly. Only.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Shaylee and Katie the podcast. You can find us on Facebook or on Instagram at Shaylee and Katie. And if you want to be our best friend, you can leave us a review on iTunes. Those are greatly appreciated. Seriously.
Are you being serious?